All right, we are here, Edwin Lee Raymer with you. Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We're glad to be with you again at 8 o'clock on a Sunday evening. And my guests that are here tonight, we were going to do this, and this was totally my fault. I forgot that next week is the week for the big game. Yeah. And so I called her in a bit of a frenzy and said, here's what I'll do. We'll do this week, and Connor, you may want to be aware of this, and next week we're going to replay this episode, okay? And Maribel Stoder is here, along with her friend Julian Gordy. Glad to have you both here.
Glad to be
Thank
here.
You.
How are
Thank
you,
you.
How
yeah.
are you doing? Tell these folks who you're with.
We're with Americans United for Separation of Church and State.
We're part of the Nashville chapter of that organization.
Now, you're the president.
I am at the time being, yes.
Okay, and then Maribel is?
Vice president.
You're the vice president?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you say this organization has been around since 1947?
1947.
Not us, but.
Yeah.
Not you. I know. Don't start throwing things at me yet, okay?
Like yeah, we've been around 1947. In fact, it was started by a group of clergymen mostly who were reacting to a Supreme Court decision that seemed to prefer some religions other than others. In this particular case, it was providing parochial schools with federal funds.
So, right. Yeah.
Or with public funds, anyway.
Well, we've got plenty to talk about along those lines, and the voucher program this week that I think the vouchers passed this week, wasn't it,
That's
I believe?
What it
I can't keep up. It's moving so
yeah.
fast.
Yeah, well, they had the special session. The governor has been trying to get this through for, you know, for
ever since
years.
He went in office.
Yeah, I mean, this
right.
was, the, you know, he's got this faith-based initiative, and he's been talking about Christian conservative schools.
Yeah.
So he brought it up last year and it failed.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. And then he was so determined this year that he called the legislature into special session.
A first time I think that anyone has called, a governor has called a special session when the legislature was already in session.
I know. I have wondered about that too. Yeah. I thought you're already in session. I didn't know because I mean their work day begins in January and ends sometime when around April
yeah.
or
yeah.
something like
yeah.
that.
90
and,
days.
Know.
Yeah. Well, it's because when he does a special session, he gets to pick the committee members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he gets to jam it through.
Right.
So.
And
Which
then they only deal with that business. They don't need to wait through the normal process.
Right, yeah. They in other words, they can just, well, as Mirabel said, just run it right on through.
Yeah.
Right, which they did. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Connor, go ahead and kick us off if you would. We're here tonight to talk with them about separation of church and state in the First Amendment, which is what it's in. And but for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
And that's a little rock and roll to kick you off this Sunday night. This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer. Thank you for tuning in. This show is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can reach all of us tonight with your questions, your comments at 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. That's the AM call letters. And you can also text a message to that number. And our producer, Connor, will be glad to read it over the air, write it down, hand it to us. We'll be glad to read it and talk about it. For those of you that may be a little bit too shy to go on the air live. Now, how do you listen to us? I go over this every week. You can see us right now. Of course, you can listen to us on... if you're younger people, there is a... it's a rectangular-shaped device. It's in the dash of your car. That is called a radio. And you, if you don't know what that is, it's magnificent. You should turn it on sometime. And I got in trouble today. I'm going to tell you something, June. I got in trouble. I was talking to somebody. I said, yeah, this guy was looking through the phone book. And this kid, what's a phone book? You know. I said, never mind. You know, they didn't know what a... Connor, you know what a phone book... Well, you were okay, thank goodness. Now, you can watch us on YouTube live, News Radio WGNS, or you can go to Edwin Lee Raymer. Connor will upload this show also, by the way, at the end of the hour. He'll upload this for you. And you can also... there's just so many different ways. My wife listens on Alexa. You know, she doesn't need to see me. She sees enough of me around the house through the week, so bless her heart. And you can also download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go. Listen, whenever you wish. I wish you'd met this lady, Mrs. Angela Bingham, who's on at 6. They do Simplicity. It's really a faith-based show and doing just a fantastic job. She's been on the air for several years now. Check in with Jason Qualls through the week. And Financial Coaching Radio, great guests. And then all of our, of course, we have Brian and John that do the sports. They're into basketball right now in a really big way. The kids are back on the court. So all the other stuff is the distractions are out of the way, the COVID and all that. So yeah. Finally, we're back to some normalcy here. Now, as I said, Miss Maribel Stoder's with us, Julian Gordy is here. We're talking about really the First Amendment is what Correct. We're talking about.
That's it.
And I'm going to read this, the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. I may be petitioning the government for a redress of grievances, Julian. President Thomas Jefferson insisted that the First Amendment be in this, and he got his way. And I think by the time, back then, if I remember right, he was in Paris, France at the time, things were being worked out and hammered out, and he got back to the States. And however it worked at that time, I don't know all the particulars of the history of it. And church and state.
Yeah.
Maribel, talk to me. What? How did you get involved with this? And how did you know?
Because I came to this country 30 years ago, and
you came here from where?
South Africa.
South Africa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Came from South Africa. Came to this country. Traveled, moved around a little till I found home, which happened to be New Jersey. I'll get to Tennessee in a little bit. But, you know, along the road, I just seem to feel that, you know, when you live out of this country, when you're outside of the United States, you get this land of the free, you know, home of the brave.
Right.
You know, why? Yeah. You know, why do you think so many people want to come here? You know, it's because of
exactly.
It's this aura, this thing that goes out. And so we came here, and then I got a job come in Tennessee, and I came to Tennessee. I've been here 12 years now, so.
Okay.
Yeah, and how I came to church and state separation was just that. It's like, you know, there's no so much oppression almost.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
I came from oppression.
Mm-hmm.
I came from, lived in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of oppression going on there,
mm-hmm.
even today.
Even today.
Yeah.
Even today.
And, you know, you come here and you suddenly see groups of people trying to literally oppress other people.
Right.
And I stumbled onto Americans United here in, well, we call it the Nashville chapter, but we do work up and down the middle Tennessee. And I stumbled on it and, you know, got more and more involved in it. I originally they asked me if I would be the treasurer, and I said, fine, as long as you don't ask me anything except to play with the money, I'm fine.
Right.
And here
yeah.
I am.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
You know, eyeball deep.
I should mention our good friend Chloe.
Chloe,
Chloe Cerruti.
Yes.
That hooked us up together, and I appreciate her and her husband, Aaron. They're wonderful people. I've known them for several years now, and I appreciate them and what they stand for and what they stand against. So, And now, Julian, you all are a 503C. You're a nonprofit.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so you can take no stand necessarily.
Yeah, 501c3 nonprofit organizations, there are thousands of them in the country.
Sure.
We're certainly able to be engaged in politics as long as we're engaged in issues. We can't be engaged in partisan politics. So we can support a policy or oppose a policy, like we were talking about just a minute ago,
the voucher
bill.
Yeah.
But we can oppose the governor's policy, but when there's an election, we can't support one candidate or another candidate.
Understood. Yeah. Yeah. Now, were you there at the Capitol this week?
Yes.
Were you there when the ladies were carried out?
No, I missed that one because that was actually the other bill that they were pushing through, which is the immigration bill.
Which was
the other thing, and that was the one where the one of the ladies was actually a Holocaust survivor.
Really?
And she had come to protest this bill, and they carried them out. But we were on the other side, in a different.
I find it hard to believe that they were very violent. I mean, this thing's gotten carried away here. I mean, gotten out of hand, to be honest with you. I will say this. I heard of a church that they had, I think my father was a pastor for years. And he said, if you always just preach what's in between the covers of your Bible, you should be fine. And that's all he ever stayed with. That's all he ever stayed with. And they never knew what his politics were. And it drove them crazy.
what is he talking about?
Because I agree with that, it was a very simple approach, really, And my parents were on the left side of the aisle. I'll just leave it at that. And but there were people that thought he was a Republican from the way he preached in the pulpit. But that's the way Mom and Dad lived their lives, And. I tell us of a church that's here in Middle Tennessee where they've got bouncers. I'd been in bars years ago. Okay, I'm not pristine clean. I'm not an angel. And we had bouncers in bars. I mean, it's bad when you went in a bar and told the bouncer, I apologize for the thing, I'll probably call you later tonight. But but I've never been to a church that had bouncers, And, I mean, it looks like to me you're going to wind up getting somebody hurt in an issue like that, And I just because you disagree, I mean, I've had many a pastor stand in the pulpit that I disagreed with, but, I didn't get up and walk out with a sermon.
You're
free to go to another church, or not go at all, or whatever.
Well, in the committees where we went, where they were talking about the committees we were in, when they asked people to leave, they got up and left.
Okay.
If they were making a noise during,
sure.
They asked people to leave. Well, they got up and left. But these three women decided they weren't going anywhere. If you're going to take us out, you're going to take us out by force. And they did. They took them out by force. So.
Okay. Well, however they feel they need to do it, I'd hate to see them have to carry me out. They'd have to get a wrecker in there again. Mary Bell's with us, Julian's with us, and we're talking about separation of church and state tonight. Connor, if we can, let's go to our first series of breaks. That's what we're going to do. And you're listening to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and we're going to be back with you right after this. Stay with us, folks.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Yeah, and we are back with you. Julian Gordy and Maribel Stoder here. And Maribel, if you notice anything about her voice, she's from one of the counties over. She's from South Africa. So we're glad to have you all here tonight. But you've been here in America how many years now?
30 years.
Okay.
I have been a citizen by choice for 25 of those 30 years.
Okay. All right. So. What does your organization do? Tell us a little bit about what you all do and what you're into.
Well, the purpose of the organization is to prevent people from using religion to hurt other people. Prevent these people from using their religion to hurt other people.
Right. Okay.
So go to the Capitol, as I mentioned earlier.
Yes.
We write a lot of letters. And when all else fails, we litigate.
Sure.
And So Americans United, we don't have an attorney here. We're an all-volunteer organization here in Tennessee.
Understood. Yes, ma'am.
But our national office has a bunch of lawyers just itching to get their hands on a juicy piece of legislation.
I bet they do.
And we've got cases going. You know, whenever there's somebody that somehow has been stopped from doing something, or has been prevented from living their life in some way. they will step in. Now, we actually have two court cases that are Tennessee-related.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
One is a young couple in Knoxville who wanted to adopt a child. And in order to adopt this child, they had to go through certain, they had to do some classes or something like that. And they went to a Methodist group that are paid by the state, that are the only people in Tennessee who could give those particular services. And they went through the whole thing, and at the end, they found out that they would, like, at the end they asked them, well, what are you going to do with the child's, you know, theological needs? And they said, well, we're Jewish.
Uh-huh.
And they said, sorry, we can't give you the certificate.
And they had gone through all this.
They'd gone through.
Just because they were Jewish.
Because they were Jewish. Yeah.
And yeah. and the issue, of course, is that that organization, that adoption agency, received money, public money.
Uh-huh.
It's, I mean, an organization could discriminate against another group in its adoption, and that wouldn't be an issue for Americans United. We might not like it, but it wouldn't be an issue.
Sure.
But if they receive funding from the government, then that's public money being used to support a religious point of view.
Sure.
And people are being discriminated against.
Yeah.
So we take that establishment clause that you read just a minute ago in the first amendment very seriously.
Sure.
Yeah. If, by the way, if you would like to see more about that couple, if you go to AU.org, I think right there in the on the homepage, there's a little video featuring that couple from Knoxville.
AU.org. That's your organization's website.
That's the national organization. We also have a local organization, Nashville-AU.org.
Okay.
Nashville-AU.
Now, you'd mentioned something about Knoxville. You wanted to talk about...
We have a good number of people who are actually technically part of our chapter in... who are in Knoxville and have just recently gotten started there. And I went over to meet with them week before last, and they're really excited about getting engaged these same issues there in Knoxville.
Great day. Mm. Had no idea, I'm telling you. So you have lawyers on staff that...
In Nashville,
that are chomping at the bit to
We do a lot of work at the Supreme Court.
Usually
as a friend of the court, because there are other peoples that have got much deeper pockets than we have.
Understood.
So another one where we were a friend of the court again with a Tennessee connection. Was that the U.S. government took Scrimeti, Attorney General, thank you very much. Mm. I have a little problem sometimes. too much pressure. And they brought this law in Tennessee that trans children cannot get certain... medication, right? And that wouldn't be a problem. Well, it's a problem, but not too much of a litigatable problem.
Sure.
Except that they said that these medications have other applications for other children. So they said that trans kids can't have this medication while all other kids may have this medication. So that's where we came in. Sort of a fine line, but that's where we came in.
How do these people have time to worry about stuff like... I mean, you know, Julian, you were going to say something.
No, I was wondering what you were going to say, but we were talking about lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And AU has been involved in a lawsuit in Oklahoma where they were going to give public funds to parochial schools. You may remember that just a few months ago.
Yep, right.
I think the ACLU and Americans United were the two groups. And also in Louisiana over some church-state issues. And I just think it's important to say AU doesn't take a position on these particular issues themselves.
Sure. But you're walking a fine, you're walking a line there.
Yeah, the issue is that some people insisting that people who don't agree with them have to support what they're saying.
Okay.
Okay, it's not it's not that AU says, well, you can't have your beliefs about abortion or you can't have your beliefs about LGBTQ folk. It says that you can't force your beliefs on other people.
Understood. We have a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead.
Mr. Raymer, how are you?
Is this Jeff?
Yes, how you doing?
Oh, fine. Jeff, how are you?
Pretty good. I just want to say there's so many things to talk about. We wouldn't be here till midnight if I'd talk about everything. But,
okay.
But I know you guys were talking about the school vouchers and the other stuff that was going on. I'm so glad we finally passed disaster relief. Don't you?
four or five months
to do it. I'm glad he finally noticed there was a hurricane over there at the
I told the wife the same thing at the house when I said, you know, we're just now getting to that. You know, I mean, those people are hurting over there.
That should be on the first day after that, should have been. But you know how good they're leaving. We've got to get the school vouchers. That's his legacy now. You know that, correct?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, as we were talking, as Maribel stated when we first came on the air, this has been since day one. This is what Lee has wanted to do.
Last couple years, at least, pretty much been his deal. You know, school choice. I saw the people that they had listed some of the ones that voted against the Republicans. Did you see that in the paper today?
I have not had a chance to look at the papers today. No,
yeah,
I'll look at it tonight when I get home.
There was Republicans. Our Democrats, I think it'd been the ones that voted against it along with the Democrats, but they had, so of course none of ours are going to, you know, they're going to they fall in line with Bill Lee. If he jumps off a building, they'll go to, as we know. They'll tell you how high, like just like Blackburn with Trump, if she tells him how high, then she'll get up and jump too, so as you know. But I know there's a lot of things going on. I didn't want to ask you one thing. What did you guys think about what the school board did with the immigration? Did you hear about that, Edwin Lee?
Explain, Tim.
They passed a little resolution. Yeah, I think one of their last meetings was they passed a resolution. I think Rosales was the one that led it. And of course, all of them pretty much voted for it. I think one of them was absent that night. A couple of them were against. I can't remember what the vote was. But basically that for immigration to close the borders of the United States and to the and also Rosales wants more funding.
Oh yes, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, I was asleep. Rosales, yeah,
she wants more funding for the English as a second language, more funding for them, you know, more funding for that in schools and everything.
Sure.
To close the borders of the United States. I know it's just so important for the brothers of Canada to close the borders of the United States. It's so vital for us to do that. Don't you think so? So vile for us to close the borders of the United States up so we don't let anybody else in.
Well, Jeff, I want to tell you something. I want to thank you for bringing up something that's so much more light than what happened last night in Lexington, Kentucky to beloved Wildcats.
I'm just going to say this. All these people that don't like John Calipari, like I told his next door neighbor, all these people that don't like him, they got their comeuppance last night. everybody knows the man can go. I mean, ask you one thing. You know what Rick Pitino's doing right now?
Laughing, probably.
He's coaching St. John's right now. You know how good they are right now?
How are they?
15, they're top 15 in the country. They're 10-1 in the Big East. They're leading the Big East.
I'm telling you.
18-19 wins. Now he's doing great, too. But no, they don't. We can talk about this. You can talk later on this week. They don't play no defense.
They don't. It's just offense. Okay.
They got to score 110 points to win like NBA. That's NBA. Or the KBA is out for Kentucky basketball. So
okay. Okay. Well, I know.
I just want to say about the school badges. I know how y'all feel about that. And of course the gun issue with the shooting and all those kind of things going on. And I know there's a lot of things that's going on. We could be here until, you know, the tariffs and all that stuff going to affect. People will get into that. I know you'll get into that later on as far as the effects of, because I heard the guy this morning, I saw him in the news with the business. He said, well, I don't want to have to explain to my customers why I'm raising prices, but I'll have to. He said, he'd have to do it.
Well, that's another show, and that'll be another guest, Jeff. You know that, and you know I'll have them.
Yeah, it'll be the Tennessee Terror Panel. Come on, explain that to us.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all have a good.
Well, I thought she was going to get on because you know I was at Vanderbilt. My son and I were at Vanderbilt last Saturday and saw Kentucky get beat. And then last night, I called and had ESPN put on my cable package, you know, which I had not had. I don't know why. And they got beat then. So, I thought about just unplugging the TV.
You saw what happened to Vanderbilt yesterday, didn't you?
Yes. Okay.
They got whipped. So I didn't want to say that, but I'll just leave it at that. If you want to talk about your basketball, just call them this week. We'll have a powwow about that. Y'all have a good week, family. Enjoy your show as always. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you soon.
Jeff, thank you very much. Jeff Neal is a big supporter of this broadcast, this show, and a big supporter of WGNS, and mainly a sports guy. He's a sports writer for one of the local papers,
and he does
a great job. But he's a Kentucky fan too, and we've had a rough couple of weekends here. So you have
yes, you have.
Okay, we're going to get back to this. You know, the school voucher program. We're talking about putting public money in private schools.
Right, and it's really...
And most of these schools, a lot of them, mm-hmm. are faith-based schools.
Almost all of them in Tennessee.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there were so many problems with that whole bill. The one we're concerned about is the one you just mentioned, that this is mm-hmm. public money going to private and often, in fact, usually, faith-based
right.
schools.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with faith-based schools.
Not a thing.
That means I'm getting to pay for someone to have instruction in the faith I might not be wanting to have my children have instructions in.
Right, and I mean, yeah. and I mean the model, one of the ladies at Channel 5 went in depth with this back in the spring, I believe, of last year, or maybe back last summer, I forget. And in Arizona, it was a train wreck.
Arizona, it's been a train, and Arkansas as well.
Arkansas, yeah. It's a train wreck. And in fact, I just read this in the paper last week, that in those states that have had a significant participation in the voucher program, the scores, like ACT, SAT scores, from the kids coming out of those schools, the private schools that are getting underwritten with this money, are lower than they were in the poor schools they were supposedly being saved
from. I've heard that too,
from.
Julian. Yeah, I've heard that too.
So
yeah.
There's so many things wrong with it, but the biggest thing wrong with it in our eyes is that it's taking public money and giving it to private schools.
Well, and you know, we had here, and this is part of it too, we had right here in Rutherford County, a lot of those parents, they pulled their kids back out of the private schools and said, hey, we're going back to a public school.
Right, right.
And the public school system is what has built Rutherford County. And goodness knows, I don't know if y'all know this, we've had a growth situation here.
Yeah, we do know this.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're the fourth largest county in the state now.
Yep.
And, and it carries with it a great responsibility to divvy up our money properly.
Right, and of course, there's the governor continues to maintain that none of this money is coming from public schools, which is, unless they're actually producing money, it's got to be coming from somewhere.
It's got to be coming from somewhere. It's coming from me and you.
And, yeah,
right.
It is, and if there is money that could be used for education, all of this money that they're going to be spending this year, it should be going to public schools. I wonder sometimes if you are doing something that that everyone knows will create great damage to public schools, if your intention isn't to damage public schools.
I don't know. We've got 50-something thousand students here.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the current feeling of this country is, you know, only the strong survive. The numbers rule. Okay, well, we got 50-something thousand kids that are in public schools. So if you're going to have the numbers rule, you want to play by that game? Okay, well, I'll play that game with you. Because hey, public schools, it doesn't add up, right, you know, right, the number of students. Now, if people, and people do, and I have good friends that send their children to private schools, and they're fine kids, and they get a great education, don't get me wrong, but, you know.
But their parents pay for it.
Their parents pay for it, okay? Right. And, you know, if you're willing to do that, and you can afford to do that, that's fine.
Wonderful.
But, you know, it's a situation that we've got to keep. It's kind of like you just got to try and keep a lid on it.
And it's not good for the country not to support a good, robust public education system. And, you know, if not everybody wants to send their kids there or needs to, there are some times that children have issues that public schools can't address. And we're not talking about any of that, but anything that degrades our public school system is not good for the country as a whole, assuming that you want literate, intelligent, engaged people, you know, to be your citizens.
Well, and I've said many times before, we play, you know, Rob Mitchell's a good friend of mine. He's our county property assessor. If we've got to pay another $150, $200 a year, you know, because our schools are growing, I don't want our children to be raised to be a bunch of nuts, you know?
Yeah, right.
I mean, and with that, we're going to go to a caller. Caller, you're Ed Raymer here. You're on the air. Go, go, please.
Hey, Ed. It's Terry over in Tennessee.
Hello, Terry. How are you?
Doing good, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Private schools do not have school counselors, advocates, free buses, and then don't they have to pay tuition?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's our public funds going to that program, so should not they have to perform the same activities that public schools perform?
Well, that's what we, you know, that's what has been the notion for several months now. Wait a minute, you know, and that's as they were talking. I don't know if you've been listening to the whole broadcast or not. You know, what was it? Remember they didn't have to.
They don't have to take in. They don't have to take children with. They don't have to provide special needs for children. They don't have to provide, you know, English second language. They don't have to provide anything. In fact, the parents that take their children with needs out of public schools have to sign a certificate that they will not expect their children to have those services, even though they told, bring your kid to us, we'll do this, that, and the other thing for him. They end up not having to do that.
I think another really interesting thing about this is that there was an amendment, according to the Tennessean, there was an amendment proposed that would require follow-up to see if these if this did increase the results of education, and that amendment was defeated because it isn't going to, and
they don't have to report anything. They just,
it really is a scam,
right? Hey Terry, how's that gravy, sports man?
The higher education, the higher class people are paying to make their kids dumber.
Yeah. The other thing, speaking of higher...
You said it, brother, I did.
Speaking of a higher class of kids, that of course the biggest thing, and I think this was reported over and over, is that almost all of this money is going to go to folks who already have their kids in private school. So it's just going to be a bit of a kickback for them.
Right.
Because most of the people who live in these underperforming districts and these tiny rural districts that supposedly for... They're not going to be able to afford the $25,000, $30,000 a year for the tuition for these schools, because this will pay them $7,000, but they have to come up with the other $23,000 themselves. So,
wouldn't the basis for the AU to go after them because they do not provide services for the disabled?
No, that's not AU's issue. That's a good issue. Our issue is that it's taking public money, tax money, and giving it to religious organizations and religious instruction. And again, if you were listening, AU is not at all against religion. It was started by religious folks, in fact. Mm-hmm. but it is against having anything that would sort of force one person's religion on another person. And we say that we are looking for equity. You know, we want equality without exception.
But of course, they're going to say, "Oh no, you're all religious. You're anti-religious."
Exactly, which is not the case.
That would be hard to make that stick in some cases. I'm the president of the Nashville chapter, and I'm a Lutheran pastor, so I'm not anti-religious.
Right.
My father was a deeply religious man, taught Sunday school for 43 years in a Baptist church, and is the main reason this is such a big issue for me. The government does not need to be telling us how to worship or taking our funds and letting someone else tell our kids or anybody's kids
how to worship
or who to worship or whether to worship.
Terry, go ahead.
My representative is Randy McNally, and I wrote vividly and very expressively about my gripes with this bill. And he wrote back, and he said basically, unquote, that they have put in barriers to certain things where the public money cannot be used. I don't know what that means, but...
Has he mentioned any of these barriers, Terry?
He did some specifications he mentioned, but I didn't see those in the bill.
I don't think there's any, one of my colleagues said, I wonder, because 84% of the schools this money can go to are religious schools. And one of my colleagues said, I wonder if we'd have the same law if those 84% were Islamic schools.
Which they have those,
and they are eligible for vouchers. You know,
sure.
Another big thing with this bill is I sat next to being on the Hill in one of the committees. I sat next to a couple from Clay County.
Right.
The whole county's got 9,500 people, and the school is the biggest producer of livelihood. That's where their money comes from, is the school.
Unbelievable.
That's their biggest source of revenue, is the school. Now, you come with vouchers, and what they're concerned about is that every church will, open up their basement, have five kids, say,
claim they've got a school.
Give $7,000 per kid.
Mm-hmm.
Taken away from, they now no longer have those five kids, which they'd get money for if they were in the school system, because they get money for each child. I mean, that's how the system works. So each child in a public school, they get so much money.
Right. Now, Terry, are you still there? I hope you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, listen, and I want you to understand, I think you do, if you've been listening, these folks have to walk a very, very fine line because they are a nonprofit, okay?
Yeah.
And they just have to do that. Julian, can you elaborate on it? I mean, you just can't.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, which means that we can't engage in partisan politics. So we can advocate for issues or against issues, but not parties or candidates.
Okay.
Yeah.
Terry, anything else?
I think I'm a little upset that they're using private lobbyist money to take over our
again. Again, I know.
Same.
Yeah. And Terry, I want to thank you for your continued support of me and of this broadcast. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now, you're over in East Tennessee, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And
the Vols beat Florida tonight.
Do what?
Florida.
The Vols beat Florida.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was down where the Vols were last Saturday. I guess you heard. My boys took it on the chin, and then they took it on the chin again last night. Okay, could we talk about, let's talk about vouchers. How about that?
So Terry, if you're in, if you're over in East Tennessee, if you're near Knoxville, there's a group of AU folk there that are meeting once a month or so, I think. So if you want some information about that,
Nashville,
you can look at nashville-au.org and find.
And want to partner with Indivisible.
Yeah, yeah.
We've done some work with Indivisible.
Yep.
Okay, Indivisible. Okay. Indivisible is not a 501c corporation, not for profit, so we have to be a little careful about what we do with them.
Yeah.
Because they're allowed to, you know, lobby and do politics and what have you. So, but we've worked with them a little, and in fact we partner with, we're a completely voluntary organization, AU here in Tennessee, so. We try to partner with people that have got deeper pockets and, you know, so we can kind of pick their pockets and do okay. do things with them.
So Terry, it's our own voucher
your own.
Version.
Terry, thank you so much. I've got to go to my last break, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Terry, from over in East Tennessee, we appreciate you so much. And Julius Gordy is here with us. Maribel Stoder is here. Connor's on board. We're going to go to our last break. We'll be right back with you, and we'll be closing this thing out in about 10 minutes. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
All right, we're back, and glad to have you here. Maribel, thank you all for doing this. Julius, thank you. Pleasure meeting you both.
And you
it's
too.
Really a pleasure.
Thanks.
I want you to stay in touch with us. What have you got coming up next? Anything, any meetings or anything?
Yeah, we do a number of things, but one of the things we get happening here in Murfreesboro on the 12th of February at 6:30 at the Premier 6 there on Northwest Broad, we're having a showing of this documentary, Bad Faith.
Bad Faith.
It's,
okay.
It's the story of how we got where we are.
Chloe told me about it.
And it's absolutely worth seeing. So.
And this is February 12th.
February 12th at the Premier 6 at 6:30.
The Premier 6 at 6:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So come out. Everybody come out.
Everybody come out.
And we've got another caller on the line. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, this is Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Are you in jail again? What do you need, bail money?
Well, I want to thank you for the great show and having Americans United for the Separation of Church and State on. This is an important issue that we're seeing the results of from Project 2025. So.
Well, and Chloe, I'm glad you called. Thank you so much for hooking me up with these two fine people. And I appreciate you and your husband so much, and your whole family. It's been a pleasure to know you.
I appreciate all that you do for the community, but I hope we get a good turnout for the Bad Faith movie, because that's free and it's very enlightening.
Well, and what I told Maribel, and I had forgotten my dates, because next Sunday, as you know, is the Sunday of the big game. Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't compete with that.
No.
But I called her. I said, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll give you a two for one. So we're doing the show tonight. We're here live right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to replay this again next Sunday. Okay?
Great.
So good. Hopefully
we're encouraging people to go to the AU website and register to save their seat.
Okay.
There's somewhat limited seating over there at Premier 6, but it's well worthwhile.
Okay. All right.
So thank you again. Thank you. No. Thank you all. And we'll look forward to listening to this again next week.
Well, Chloe, thank you.
Chloe.
And I wanted to tell you, I talked with the judge, and we're going to get those charges reduced, okay?
I appreciate it. Okay.
I won't tell anybody, and I promise.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Chloe.
Thank you, Chloe. Uh-huh.
Thank you so much.
Just to follow up on what she said, it's nashville-au.org.
Nashville.au.org.
Yeah. Nashville.
I'll tell you what, there's nothing you can't have a better supporter than this lady and her family here, her whole family.
Yeah,
they're just great people.
Yeah, she's just taken this and helped us so much that, that.
Well, she believes in it.
Oh, she certainly does.
Yeah, she believes it.
She's hooked me up with a mm-hmm. speaking gig, and now we're having this show. And
right.
So. Yeah.
Well, I can't say enough about y'all being here tonight, and this thing is important.
And if you do go to that Nashville-au.org, and you're interested in joining us in AU, you can become a member. It's not expensive, like $35 a year. You get a magazine.
Really?
Called Church and State, right. Which has fascinating, interesting articles in it, and that'll be sent to you. And you can get information about our board meetings and other things that we're doing, trying to affect public policy for the separation of church and state.
Now, do you have a name? Undoubtedly, you have a national office?
Correct.
Where are they at?
They're in D.C.
They're in D.C.?
D.C., yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And then there's these various chapters around the country.
Right.
And we're fairly autonomous.
Right.
They don't like us, stepping too far off the straight and narrow. But we're fairly,
sure.
All these things that we do, we just do on our own. We don't have to ask them, can we talk to you?
Sure, sure, yeah.
If I said anything nasty or nice about a politician, they might get upset.
But I can still say anything I want, right?
You can say whatever you want.
Well, I'm not going to do that. I mean,
you and Connor can say, and we can too, but not in the name of AU.
Correct.
Yeah, right. Well, I want to tell you, I'm tickled to death to know about your organization and everything that you all do.
Thank you.
And you know. And we had, I'll tell you, a man that was on, Ken Paulson, who was formerly was a professor, I believe, or in charge of media at MTSU. And, you know, we did a free speech thing with him once because they came out with a thing. Ken Paulson used to, and he still may. He got calls. He was one of the founders of USA Today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and a big believer in free speech. And we went over this very same thing, just very simply the First Amendment, you know.
Right.
It covers so much right there. Mm. But it's very plain. It's right there in your face.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that the Bill of Rights is about rights.
Right to bear arms,
you know, right to have a jury trial, you know, all those things, rights. But the First Amendment is about freedom.
Yes, it is.
And you've got freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, freedom to assemble peacefully. But it's no accident that the freedom of religion and the freedom from religion are the two first freedoms.
Well, it's the reason our country was founded.
Yeah,
that's what these men were doing, and President Jefferson insisted that this be in the.
That's right. In fact, I think as we talked about earlier, he's the person who coined the phrase "separation of church and state." They build a wall of separation between the church and the state, and I think it's you know it's.
Could you use another phrase besides build a wall? Could you?
Sorry.
Well, no, I'm kidding.
We're talking about a metaphorical wall here. But it's, you know, it's easy to see that get eroded, especially if you are in the majority, as Christians are in the majority here in the Southeast. It's easy for us to forget that. You know, those folks who came here, their identity with the religion, even though this is getting rewritten, and it's kind of hard to tell the truth nowadays in history, but those folks were not necessarily people who were devoutly religious. They were people who had experienced harm from state religions.
Sure,
in
most
Europe.
Of them were slave owners. They had massive farms. Most of them were wealthy.
Yeah,
not all. But, you know, it's very self-explanatory to me. Well, I can't think we're in our last 38 seconds. Thank you, Bob, for being here. Thank you both. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And anytime I can be of help to you, please just pick up your phone. You've got my number. Give me a call.
Well, great.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Same here.
I'll tell you what, folks. Very much so, sir. Maribel Stoder, Julian Gordy, thank you all. Been a pleasure to see you. And I'll tell you what. This is Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Until next Sunday at 8 o'clock, I'll catch you down the road. Good night.